Welcome, everybody, to another JMC Live. This will be another interview update with Dr. Paul. He wanted to stop by and get an missions update. If you're aware, he's been traveling across Asia and other places in the last several months. And, you know, we've already shared his testimony, so this is just a follow-up because there's been a lot of amazing opportunities for Dr. Paul to serve not only here in the United States but across the globe. Thank you, Dr. Paul, for stopping by with us today. I know we had an interesting morning I've had since midnight with power outage, rolling stuff and everything, but we're good to go. We're back online. We have the power of Christ in us, and we're going to share this interview today because God has a message for the nations. God wants to share what he's doing across the globe. As we just did a message about what is God doing in America, now let's shift. See, what is God doing across the world? And we're starting with Dr. Paul. Thank you so much for coming today.
Well, good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning.
Good to see you, Brother Jeremiah. Thank you very much for arranging for this mission chat. Well, thank you very much for your prayer, and God be so good. Even though pandemic is really damaging the church in the United States and around the world, but thank God, my Redeemer lives.
Amen.
Of his leave. He's still the same yesterday, today, forever. And he's
Amen.
Still the Emmanuel. All over the world. Well, you know, in past 2.5 years with this pandemic really hurt the church, not only in the United States, but around the world. But thank God, by His grace, I was able to train, equip disciples, and we start 21 new churches. In Myanmar, in Malaysia, in Vietnam, even in Australia. So God is so good. Of course, many of you heard my testimony of last year. I was able to went to Pakistan with my mission partner, Cry for Deliverance. And we were able to have training for the pastor, elder, deacon. And then every night, we also have big crusade from 35,000 to more than 50,000 people attend every night. Sign, wonder, miracle take place. And then here in the United States, I went to Chowchilla, northern of California. The first time in the history of that little town, we have 8 churches, 5 English-speaking and 3 Spanish-speaking come together. And they did a great job in working together. And together, we were able to preach the gospel to the town. And we have about over 300 people came. After I share my testimony, we start praying for the need, pray for the sickness, praying for deliverance. And when end up more than 175 people came to pray for the need, and then they end up with receive Christ as the Lord Savior. So this happened here in the United States. And then on this February, we went to Nicaragua. we had permission to do a crusade in the soccer stadium. And they allow it for 3,500 people, and everybody had to wear a mask and had to be 6 feet apart. But then, when people came, more than 6,000 people packed the stadium, sigh, wonder, miracle take place. So the mayor of the city, he came to check it out, and he went in front, asked us to pray for him. And even the president candidate of Nicaragua asked us to come and have lunch with him and pray over him. And we saw many signs, wonder, miracle happen. Every night, my wife joined me to pray for deliverance. Hundreds of people were set free from many different kinds of bondage. And on the fourth day, my wife was hit by a heart attack. For over 20 hours, she would lay on the bed and went coma. We don't know what to do, so we just pray in spirit. And after 20 hours, God bring my wife back to normal until now. Everything gone fine. So we saw many, many miracles, and it happened in my family as well. And just May, that's been over 2 months ago, over 1 month. My wife and I, we went to Netherlands to work with our partner over there. And we thank God that we saw a little revival came. You know, that almost 2 years, most of the churches in the Netherlands closed because of COVID. But thank God there were 37 new house churches were started in Netherlands and by many young men. And some of them were set free from drug, from gang, and now become a preacher of the gospel. And in Netherlands, I worked with Apostle Job Dillemans. And he connected me. So for 2 weeks, I was packed every day, teaching and preaching. And every one of us was surprised that the people came to our meeting more than we expected. Every place was full. Even they had to be on the aisle to be overflow outside. And we pray, sigh, what a miracle take place as well. And after Netherlands, we went to Malaysia. And thank God that in Malaysia, you know, that Muslim country, and Malaysia just lift up the quarantine and the COVID test just early in the June. So my wife and I, we quickly get in, and we're so thankful that there was one church among the Myanmar Burmese refugees in Malaysia that we helped them to start and training. And after that, they planned four more new churches in the past 2 years among the pandemic. So we had to visit every one of them and pray over the leadership. And we can see a revival come among the Myanmar refugees in Malaysia. And we went to Cambodia. And then during the pandemic, our church planter and our children in Lighthouse Children Refuge in Cambodia, of course, we don't call this orphanage because we want the kids know that there is a God, their father, and we are the church and the mother. So we spend time with them, and we baptized 24 kids. That's growing. And of course, we have a church start out of that orphanage school. So we can see that God is moving there. And we work with our dear friend, Dr. Four-Star General Sisun Tek of Cambodia, now a pastor in our network. In the past 2 years, even among pandemic, he and his wife drove over to 35 villages, preached the gospel, baptized to the people, start many houses in Cambodia. So it's growing over there. And in Vietnam, I have a former gangster that I led to the Lord, disciple him in Planet Church. I have a former witch doctor that I disciple him, and he planted a church. And I have many disciples that we raised up, now evangelists, winning soul, make disciples in Vietnam. And even I had one of my disciples, he used to be a famous singer called Vietnam Idol. So I asked him to travel with us to sing for our crusade in Cambodia, in Laos, in Thailand, in Malaysia. So 3 years ago, he married a Vietnamese lady who was a singer in Australia. So we visited him and encouraged him and said, hey, listen, you travel with us as a singer, but now you're here. And whatever you saw among us, and whatever I taught you, you can start doing now. Win soul and start a church. And guess what? Yes, he started sharing the gospel to his friend, to the fellow worker, and he started a church. Now he has more than 20 people meeting in his home in Australia. And we'll be there with him in Christmas. So to help to evangelize to every family that already come to the Lord, and together we do a bigger evangelism during Christmas and Western New Year in Australia. So what I want to share with you this, in the midst of pandemic, many big churches have to be closed because of the rule of the government. But thank God that many of our disciples around the world still winning soul, planting church. In Myanmar particular, you know, Myanmar used to be Buddhist country. It was ruled by military. And some of the tribal are strongly persecuted. So they have to run away from their village, their town, into the jungle. And one of my disciples, I want to tell this story. You need to listen to the story. You know, many years ago, I was invited to preach for a pastor conference in Hong Kong, where they brought, they supposed to have 10,000 pastors from China. But of course, government fired out, so they banned from all the port, seaport, or the train, or the airport. So we have, I believe, 6,000 pastors able to get out from China to Hong Kong. So when I preached on this conference, I saw a young man. He go around, take picture and make video. Later on, I was in Bangkok, Thailand. I preached to another 4,000 pastors came from China. I saw this young man again to go around, take picture and make video. And later on, I was in Indonesia. We had only about 2,000 pastors. And I saw that young man again. And later on in Cambodia, we had only about 500 pastors. I saw that young man again. He was around, take picture and video. So I asked him, hey, brother, where you come from? I said, I come from Myanmar. I said, are you a professional photographer? I said, no, sir. I said, how come I saw you in Hong Kong, in Thailand, in Indonesia, and now in Cambodia? You were around, take picture and make video. I thought you were a professional photographer. He said, no, sir. I am a young man, and I really feel a call in my life to start a church. So that's why I went to Bible college for 4 years. I get my bachelor. I went to intern for 1 year. I don't know how to do it. I go another church intern for 1 year. Still, I don't know how to plant a church. So I went to India to get my master. After 3 years, I get my master, come back, intern again. But I don't know how to plant a church. So I go to conference, try to learn how to plant a church. So I look at him, I laugh, and I say, brother, you're not really learning anything. You just go around and take picture and make video. He looked at me and said, Dr. Paul, because I'm young. When all of the elder pastor, they saw me and they hit me through the phone and they said, hey, go take me some picture, go make me a video. So they made me become a look like a professional photographer, but I'm not. I come to learn how to blend a chart. So I asked him, have you learned anything? I said, not yet, because I'm just busy to take photo and video for other pastor. So I told him, I said, brother, we are all busy in the conference, but after conference, I want to sit down for 2 hours. And of course, you saw Dr. Yashua Young from China, that's one of my spiritual son that I discipled for many years before he went to China. And you heard his story that in 9.5 years in China, he was able to start 2-hour Bible school and help to plant about 2,400 churches all over China. He said, I want to be like him. Yeah, I listened to him and I saw the fruit that the pastor shared. I want to be like him. Dr. Paul, can you receive me as one of your son? I said, no, but yes. He said, what that mean? I said, if you're willing to sit down with me for 2 hours, and then I want to hear from you. And this is 5 steps you need to think about. Number one, share with me your vision. Number two, after I listen to your vision, I will give you some correction. After correction, I give you direction. After direction, I will give you protection. And then finally, I will help you with provision. So from vision to provision, you have to have the correction, direction, and protection. Long story short, after 2 hours, I received at one of my spiritual son for the ministry. So I told him, okay, in next 6 months, you don't need to go any more conference. Let's focus on winning soul and planting, make disciple and planting the church. So every week he spent 4 hours with me and I coached him. And after 6 months, my wife and I, we went to Myanmar. To go to his place, he lived in complex way up the mountain nearby Victoria Mountain. So what we did, we flew out of Dallas to Korea and then to Yangon. It took about 32 hours altogether. Get out of the airport, we get on a bus for 14 hours. And after 14 hours, the road becomes small and very muddy, so the bus cannot travel anymore. So we get off the bus, we get on a smaller car called taxi for 6 hours. And after 6 hour taxi, the road becomes really muddy and slippery. So the taxi we push aside and we hire motorbike. We drove for 2.5 hours. And then the road so muddy and slippery that you cannot even walk. So we get out. We walk for 1.5 hours. We get to the village. And it was rain. We were wet and cold. So he put on the charcoal fire to warm us up. And my wife started sharing the power of God. And she saw in the corner there was a lady who was stopped for 1 year, lay in a corner like a cat. So my wife come and kneel down and pray for her. In 15 minutes, she's able to sit. And she, we continue worship and my wife keeps speak to her. In about 25 minutes, she start clap her hand and her arms stand up and dancing. And of course, after that, she go to the neighbor and invite people come. And many people accept the Lord. So when I met with this brother, we call him Timothy. I said, Timothy, what we want to do that we want to start planting a church in your community. So let's invite people come. So after 3 days, we share the gospel. We have over 150 people accept Jesus. I said, okay, now you have a church already. So you become the pastor of the church. And I want you to pick up among them 12 young men and women. And let disciple them, because Matthew 28, but 18 to 20, Jesus said, go and make disciple all nations. So I want to make disciple. So he picked up 12 young men and women, and we trained them for 3 years. And at the time, got for the Vision International University, Dr. Stanley Coleman. in California. So the Vision International University, they have a heart for the mission. So they allow us to use all the material to train them without charge, because the people, they have no money in the jungle, in the mountain. So after we train them, we had 12 students graduate. And we come and lay hand and pray over them. And I told them, okay, in next 2 years, I would like for you to be sent out 2 by 2 to every village to preach the gospel. And then that was December 2019. And after we graduated, and suddenly we found out that the coronavirus, COVID-19 came. So you know that everything started slowing down and shut down. And then after that, you know, they were cool. So anyway, long story short, now with these 12 young men and women we train, they're now scratching out. They ran into the jungle, into the village, to be refugees in their own country. But that's the great opportunity for them to share the gospel to their people who are refugees in the jungle as well. And two of the young men, one is Daniel and one is Timothy, two of them were able to start 16 new churches in past 2 years through the discipleship program. You think that discipleship working? And even they don't have the building like us. I might go to send you, or maybe you can go to our YouTube and see some of video I put on YouTube. They baptize on the top of the mountain. They don't have water. You have to walk all the way down, 1.5, 2 miles to the bottom of the mountain to carry water up. And have a plastic bag and pour water in that plastic bag to baptize people. And that's how the church is growing in Myanmar. Even among the pandemic of coronavirus, among the coup, and that they are refugees, you can go on and on and on. But that's what happened there in Myanmar. So I share this with you to encourage you that it doesn't matter what situation around. Let's preach the gospel in season or without season. If we're willing to do our job, God does He. And I saw that what happened in Malaysia, in Cambodia, in Vietnam, in Myanmar. And it happened in Pakistan. It happened in Nicaragua. And I believe that it also happened in Chochila, California, of the United States of America. So it can happen everywhere because Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And He's still Emmanuel God. If He is with His children in Vietnam, in Cambodia, in Malaysia, in Myanmar, in Pakistan, in Nicaragua, sure, or even in America, and in Netherlands of Europe, sure, they can be anywhere in the world. So I just bring this to you to encourage you. If we're willing to do our job, our part, God does it. That's what we record in Mark chapter 16, from 15 to 20. Jesus told his disciples, go to all the world, preach the gospel to all nations. Whoever believes and be baptized will be saved. Whoever not will be condemned. And whoever believes in my name, they will cast out demons. In my name, they speak a new tongue. In my name, they can pick up snake. They bring deadly poison. They will not hurt them at all. And in my name, they will lay on the sick. The sick will be healed. And they spoke of the word. He took it up into heaven and set right hand of God. And his disciple went out and preached everywhere. And God confirmed His word with sign, wonder, and miracle. God will confirm His word in this Bible with sign, wonder and miracle. If you have a chance to read my book from Witch Doctor to the Pastor, I share many testimonies of how the name of Jesus above all other names, even in my case were the name of 3,366 gods. When Jesus showed up with the power of the Holy Spirit, all of the 3,366 gods I served and I tried to sit down with church, they all disappear. And you remember Psalm 56 verse 9 said, when you pray to God, all your enemies will turn back and run away. And right now teaching two courses, one called Living Like Evangelism. This is a curriculum of Vision International University. You can see that on their website. And now another course that I'm teaching called We Win the Spiritual Warfare Battle. And I'm telling you, I have more than, I don't know how many thousand of people are following me on Zoom, on five of our Facebook, and even in YouTube. And many of them not only learn, but they exercise the practices. And after, we are planting church. So I want to share it with you to encourage you this. Whatever God promised in the Bible, when we read the Bible, we believe that whatever he promised here, and if we're willing to do our part, he does his part. And that's why our disciples are continuing to expand the kingdom of God. One of my disciples, he come from North Vietnam. His father was a very high rank in the communists. He was sent to Moscow of Soviet Union to be trained over there. But when he was in Moscow, he found Jesus. And he started sharing his testimony. And he was monitored by the embassy of Vietnam. So he ran away from Moscow. He to Sweden and he monitored. He ran to Finland. Finally, he immigrated to Canada. And there he's a professional. He's professional in piano teaching. But then somebody introduced him to come to our training. And now he decided to leave. He come for job. He have house, car, everything really nice in Canterbury. And he decided he had to leave Canterbury to go to Montreal. And Montreal must speak French. So he speak Vietnamese, he had to learn Russia, he had to learn Sweden, he had to learn Finland, he come together to learn English, and now he wants to learn French to be a missionary and plant a church. And he already start through the Zoom, he already get people get saved. And this month, he decided to leave his comfort zone in Montreal and in Calgary and move to Montreal to be a church planter. And I will be going with him. And what we're going to do is that every family, and people get saved, I will sit down with them, share with them. And then we'll invite their family member, their relative, their girlfriend to the house for a dinner. And I will share the gospel. That how we can give some soul. And we make disciples there. So that they can go out and bring more of their relative friend come. And on the weekend, we do a bigger evangelism. We don't call crusade yet. And I will do that in Canada in this coming October. And then December, I will go to Australia. One of my disciples I mentioned a while ago that used to be Vietnam Idol. We do the same model. We invite people come to the home for dinner. And after that, we start chatting and we start sharing with them about God, about salvation, about build relationship with God through Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit. Instead of invite people to join our religion. I don't want people to change religion. I want people to be converted from all life into new life. Like Paul mentioned in Acts chapter 26, verse 15 to 20, God told him that stand on your feet because I appeal to you to make you as a witness of me. I will send you back to your own people and to the Gentile to bring them out of darkness into light, out of Satan into God. So I was converted from Buddhist, from witchcraft, become a Christ follower. And out of my life, in past 52 years, God gave me 100,000 people come to the Lord. People can call me all different name of title, position, but I'm just functioning as a witness of Jesus Christ. And that what I'm disciple, training, though the people that I led to the Lord, that I can be a disciple. So if God willing, we will be able to go to Nicaragua in September, and October in Canada, and November could be in Africa, and December will be Australia. January will be in Cambodia, Malaysia, and Philippines. And February will be back to Malaysia and Cambodia to do all the same thing, just win soul and make disciples. And I just thank God that many of you heard of my story and start praying for me. Thank you, Brother Jeremiah, that you allow us to share on your network. And please continue to pray for us. And listen, I want you to remember the word of God. In Matthew, call us to go to the mission field, make disciples. But in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 24 say, the share of the man who stay with supply is to be the same as the dust of him who went down to the barrel. All will share alike. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 24 says, for us, we go to the battlefield. For you, stay behind and provide supply. Both of us will be share the same reward in the kingdom of God. I thank you, many of you have been praying for us and partner with us. And that's how, in the past 2 years, I trained thousands of disciples and planned 21 new churches and more to come. And together, we'll see God will expand the kingdom. I just sent Brother Jeremiah a photo this morning. One of my friends in Netherlands, Apostle Job Dillerman, he went to India. He support many children home to the orphans. And then he met some people, he discipled them, and they start building the evangelism truck. So far, I have 20 trucks to send out. And as you see the picture I just said now, early June, they were able to drive out 25,000 kilometers, 25,314 kilometers. They reached out 532 villages. They reached to 121,400 people come to hear the gospel. And out of 121,400 people hear the gospel, 102,659 people made the decision to accept Jesus as the Lord Savior. So this is what we are working with our partner, our friends around the world. And brother and sister, all the signs that happen around the world, they can tell us that Jesus is returning very, very soon. So together, let's pray and partner with us in reaching out the world. And please pray for me. I'm going to finish my book, hopefully this year, called Super Yoga. A lot of people are deceived by Hindu yoga. Some of them call Christian yoga. But let me tell you, friend, as a former Buddhist monk, as a former witch doctor, I assure you that yoga have nothing to do with Christian. And Christian have nothing to do with yoga. But we have something super, super, more super than yoga. That power of Holy Spirit. So in this book, Sapa Yoga, I will share about Creator. Who is our Creator? My book is focused to all people, all faith, come to know there is a Creator. And from Creator, come to know Savior. From Savior, they come to know the Comforter. And then they know this Comforter. He is a great counselor. And if they know this Comforter, they will be filled with Holy Spirit. And from Spirit field, they will go to mission field. And from mission field, they will lead people into daily victory every day of their life while we're here on earth with the power of the Holy Spirit. So please pray for me that I soon complete the book. I really pray that it can be come out by Thanksgiving and Christmas so people can have a copy to give to their friends as a Christmas gift or New Year gift. And this book will help people to know that God have a great plan for each and every one of us. Because when God created you and I, it's different from all other animals. He created us under his image. And when he blows his spirit into our nose, we become a living spirit. And he said, it's very good. So you and I are the best creation from God. And he said, I have a plan for you. My plan is not to harm you, but to bless you, to prosper you, to give you hope and brighter future. So that's what God intends for you and for I as his children. So I would like to present this coming book to every faith that they have tried all their belief, but they did not have a victory life. This book will help them to understand God has a great plan for them. That's the reason why Jesus told disciples, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father. And when that promise of the Father comes upon you, you receive power and become my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So that was Acts chapter 1, verse 8. God told disciples, wait in Jerusalem to receive the power from above. That's the promise of the Father. So when the promise of the Father come upon you, you receive power and be my witness from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth. Unfortunately, many of his disciples not obey. That's why it's opposite Acts 8:1. I'm talking from Acts 1:8. And then you look at Acts 8:1. When they enjoy the fellowship, every day come together, break bread together, in the presence of the Lord, in the fellowship of brethren. And I enjoy it. Of course I enjoy it. But if you forget the Great Commission, and God will send Saul, and Saul will chase them to scratch and run everywhere. But in Act 8:1, they start, preach the gospel. So friends, persecution will come for sure. You know that is already coming. And even United States, you see what happened in past few years. But I assure you this. Jesus, our Redeemer, lived. He went to the Father. He prepared a place for us. And he will return to that at home with him. All the things that happened around the world. I don't care what politicians say. I want to let you know that. Jesus will return soon. And he will hold accountable each and every one of us of what we are doing for him. Many of you, maybe you're busy with all the religion activity. You go to meeting after meeting, prayer after prayer, Bible study after Bible study, conference after conference. But do you win soul and make disciples? God expects you to have 104 64 or 34. How many souls you bring to Jesus? He don't care all your religion activity. He cares how many souls you save them from darkness into light, from darkness kingdom of Satan into God's kingdom. And I pray that God will awake each and every one of us as a child, his children. Let's awake and preach the gospel. And if we do our part, God does his part. And together, we will see a coming revival. Revival, not for the church, for the Christian. Revival to bring the gospel and the power of God to Holy Spirit, to not yet Christian, to unbeliever. And they will come to recognize their creator, their father, and Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. And then we will be raptured and be with Jesus and with our Father forever and ever. So may God bless you and challenge you. Thank you, Brother Jeremiah. And together, get more soul and make more disciples. And with all the fivefold ministry that you are claiming, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, all together, let's equip the saints to do the work of ministry to advance his kingdom. The kingdom of God needs to be expanded. And this is in our generation, brother and sister. Let's do it together for his glory. Amen, brother.
Amen. Let's pray right now, Dr. Paul. Let's pray for the people that are going to be planting these churches, are going to be planting these seeds in people's lives, because obviously we're not out of the pandemic. There's other things going on in the world that is, you know, difficult all across the globe, and there's a lot of uncertainty. There are a lot of questions about finances, a lot of questions about education, a lot of questions, a lot of answers. And we need to put the supernatural in the middle of this, that the power of Jesus Christ reaches the globe and revival spreads across like a wildfire and the power of Jesus Christ is shared. I will start praying. I'll let you finish.
Okay. Hey, brother, listen, I want you to pray for another thing. Seeing many of people heard about my winning soul, my disciple planting church, and they asked me, how can you plant in church? I said, well, even pandemic, I have some house church are growing very well, both spiritual and financial. In Hampton, Virginia, I have a dear friend. He used to be a pastor in a big church. But then before the pandemic, God called him, he started a house church. And he had a very small house church, about 20 people, meet in his home. So he don't pay all the mortgage or insurance or utility. So all the income, he don't pay it. He only spends it for electricity, for little things. But he spends that to support missionary and planting church. And it's grown very well. I have another guy, started more church, and then, of course, some other friend sit down with Jackie in the building, and he run very well. And I have one of my friends, he moved from Virginia to Houston, Texas. And I challenged him to start a church at his home. So he started a church at his home, and now he's expanding. And he reached out many immigrants in prison and come out of prison in the halfway house. So he passed out a multi-campus of those people. And I want to assure you this. The house church, it were biblical. It is in the New Testament. And the house church is working in China, in Vietnam, in Cambodia, in Laos, in Thailand, in Myanmar, in Malaysia, in Singapore, in Indonesia, in Korea, and now it works in Europe. Like I mentioned earlier, one of our friends bring me to preach many of house church in Netherlands. During COVID, most of the big buildings over there were closed, shut down. So those young men were called, they start the church at their home. 37 new home churches were started in the Netherlands in past 2 years.
Amen.
So, home church is work because it is the biblical in New Testament, and it works around the world. And friend, it costs less and bear more fruit. So if you listen to me today, you feel a call in your life to win a soul, make disciples, and plant a church. Let's connect and talk. You plant a church out of your home, it's less cost for your mortgage and for your utility bill and for your insurance bill. But you gain more soul. You make more disciples. And you're able to have fun to send your disciples out to win soul and planting more church. And we want to pray next year, hopefully, we can get, I don't know what you call the conference or seminar or whatever, but we will bring all of the men and women that planting church of a house, we call house church, come together and share with you. And together, we can reach out more people without a lot of cost for the building, for the sign, for the sound system, for the light system. Just bring the pure gospel to the people and make disciples and send them out. So we will see the kingdom of God expanding while we're here on earth, brother.
Amen.
So pray for that, brother, and maybe we can work together, brother, and I, to do a 2-3 day or weekend. I don't know what the term we. I'm tired of all the term called conference and seminar. People come, get a lot of information, buy a lot of book, tape, CD, take home. I don't know what to do with that. Like the brother Timothy in Myanmar before. But let's go to be real. That how we can win soul, make disciple, equipping them and send them out to extend the kingdom of God. And that's what I really desire to see happen while we're here on earth.
And it's interesting you said that, because we're planning to do an online revival in October. And we have a few people that are involved. One of the individuals that's involved, he just ended up in the hospital, so he's not sure if he's going to be able to or not. And then there's others that want to get involved. But yes, I believe we're at this season again where we don't necessarily need another seminar. You know, we need another training event. We don't need necessarily another conference. We need to have, you know, like a tent meeting, you know, a revival, an actual, you know, this isn't an educational experience. This is to get filled with worship and filled with, you know, the message of the gospel and people, you know, sharing their testimonies of what God has been doing in their homes, in their families, in their communities, because it's time to do that this year. I know there's been a lot of stuff going on that's caused a lot of things to not happen. But I believe it's going to happen. Will it happen before the one I mentioned in October? It very well could. It could happen as early as next month, because these things are not that hard to get to put together. When you have the same like-minded moment, when the Holy Spirit starts speaking to different people and say, God is going to introduce you to this person, this person, this person, and you're going to do this. And as soon as you find out about it, go ahead and agree on it. We'll take care of everything else. And God's going to open those doors, whether it's you have you need vacation time, God will provide you vacation time. That might mean you get free vacation, or you might end up losing your job, or you quit your job. So now you have all this extra time. Then start getting the message out. Maybe it's you're the person that has the finances. You need to help somebody with the finances. Maybe it's someone who's a musician. They want to get involved. Or maybe you're some kind of other business person. Everything we do should be a form of worship to God at all times. And then when you get past that barrier and you realize what God's capable of doing, the doors open. So now we're going to pray for the house churches. We're going to pray for the nations. We're going to pray that God opens the doors for people, for technology and other things. Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you right now. We just pray for all the house churches in the world, all across Asia, all across Africa, all across the United States, all across Europe, all across Russia, all across China, all across Ukraine, all across Moscow, anywhere else, Mexico, Australia, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Brazil, that the power of Jesus Christ through technology comes forth, that the power of the gospel spreads forth. We pray for the musicians that they'll continue to be able to spread the song. We pray for those that are praying. We pray for those intercessors that are going forth and spreading, you know, the message of the gospel by interceding for one another. We're praying for those that are in the business marketplace that they will do their skill set as a form of worship to Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for those that are in business that they'll continue to build their business capabilities, that they'll strengthen their companies, they'll strengthen their families. Lord, we pray for the families, for children, for mothers, for fathers, for single people, married people, divorced people, people not sure what they are. We pray for families as they continue to grow and they continue to be strengthened and empowered, that you give the abilities of the message of the gospel to those families, that you heal broken wounds in families right now by the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray for those struggling with addictions, whether it's a sex addiction, a porn addiction, whether it's some kind of drug or some kind of alcohol, some kind of thing that's in their life that they're addicted to. Maybe they're addicted to working. Maybe they're addicted to not working. It's something that they're obsessed with, and it's taking them away from reading the gospel. It's taking them out of church. It's causing them to focus on the wrong things. Lord, we just pray right now that you just strengthen the families. We strengthen those that are addicted to different problems, that drugs and alcohol and sex will no longer captivate their hearts, will no longer captivate their minds, no longer captivate their time. Lord, we pray for people's time. Time is precious. People have a short attention span. Lord, let us fill the airwaves, fill the messaging with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that people will hear the gospel. They will see the gospel. They will smell the gospel. They will think of the gospel. They will speak of the gospel. Everywhere they go, in signs, visions, and wonders, and dreams, people will hear about the power of Jesus Christ, that you'll send forth angels to their life and speak to them and with boldness and truth. We pray for the persecuted church across the globe, as many people are struggling to want to know what God wants to do with their life. They're tired, they're weary, they're broken. They need that touch of you so they can go through this adversity moment, that you will strengthen them and guide them and lead them. Lord, we pray for those that are prosper right now, those that have plenty, that they will be able to mindfully do what they need to do with the gospel, that they will spread that forth. We pray for those that aren't saved, that don't know the gospel, or maybe they have heard the gospel and they're turned off it because someone in the church has hurt them. And Lord, we pray that we are not a people that just goes around talking about what is wrong, and we speak out against the world as much as we speak out against people that are in the church, and that the message is the same for everybody, and that we help them, body. So if they fall down, we help pick them back up. We strengthen them to that place that you want them to be, that if they have fallen into some kind of sin, we don't just throw Bible verses at them. We've helped them pull out from the sin. We help separate them from the sin, whether it's the sin of the people they need to separate, whether it's their friends or family, or it's themselves, that we guide and direct them and build them up and edify them to a place that they can be not only strong in the church, but strong with their friends, strong with their family. They're able to work again. They're able to function again. Lord, we pray for those that are sick. We pray for those that are near death, that they will have the opportunity to hear the gospel in the midst of their sufferings, that their sufferings are not in vain. We pray for those that are suffering around the world for different problems, that you will guide them, you will direct them, and in some cases you will heal some of these people. And that healing may mean that they go on to heaven and see Jesus, and in other cases some people will be healed and they will have a miraculous sign and wonder, and God's testimony will go forth through that. Lord, we pray for the testimonies of the people, that people are no longer filled with fear, that they are no longer scared, that they will share the gospel with an effective communication that can reach a 5-year-old child or a 95-year-old elder. That the messaging that they say, the words that come out of their mouths, the things that they write down, the things they write on the internet, is edifying to the power of Jesus Christ, and that nobody beyond a shadow of doubt would understand that this was the power of God. There's nothing else that can understand that. Lord, we just pray for Dr. Paul and his family and his friends as he continues to go forth for the rest of his ministry, and those leaders that he's built up, like Dr. Joshua and everyone else across the globe, that's going to be the next Dr. Joshua, that will be the next Dr. Paul. and the next minister as they continue to reach people where they were at, whether they came out of the drugs or they came out of crime or they came out of a bad situation. Maybe somebody was raped. Maybe somebody was beaten, or maybe they were successful their whole life and they just didn't want nothing to do with God because they were busy with power and strength and intelligence. And they just extremely went up to the top of their league and everything they have, multiple degrees, multiple awards, but they were just busy on themselves. Lord, we pray for the busyness that they will have a moment to slow down and someone share the gospel amongst the nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Jeremiah. God bless you, and together we expand His kingdom.
Amen. Thank you so much for this time together as we continue to see what God is going to do, because God's not done with Dr. Paul. As you see his book, From Witch Doctor to Apostle, you can still purchase that on his website. And he's still working on his new one. Lord willing, his new book will be out by November. I believe it will this November. It might be out in time for the revival in October. That would be even perfect. So then we would share that in October. So, Lord willing, everything's going to come together. I believe it. Like I said, everything's going to work out. Whatever happens next, God's hand is in it. And God's hand in it, God won't let it stop until a completion for his plan and his glory. Thank you so much for Dr. Paul for coming today.
Thank you very much. And may God bless you. And together, let's win soul, make disciple, extending his kingdom before the rapture.
Amen. God bless. Amen. And we'll see you soon.